Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Friday, April 19, 2024. First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos opening up on her strained relationship with Vice President Sara Duterte. The First Lady said she was always kind to the Vice President, but she admitted she was hurt when Vice President Duterte attended a Davao City rally and laughed when her father, former President Rodrigo Duterte, accused her husband of being a drug addict. The First Lady also hinted at possible tensions with her sister-in-law, Senator Aimee Marcos. The First Lady was asked about her relationship with the senator, who is not keen on defending her brother from the tirades of the Duterte clan. The president and his sister have differed in positions on several issues and policy decisions in the past, including their stand on the Maharlika Investment Fund and charter change. The senator also remains an ally of the Dutertes, despite a deepening rift between the families. Foreigners holding Philippine student visas warned against engaging in illegal activities. The Immigration Bureau says doing so could subject them to intelligence investigations. The statement comes after some lawmakers raised concerns on the increased presence of Chinese students in areas hosting joint military facilities of Washington and Manila. Lawmakers have called for an investigation into the possibility of Chinese sleeper cells in the country. And the Energy Department expects a mixed bag of price adjustments in petroleum products next week. Gasoline prices seen going up by as much as 60 centavos per liter, while diesel and kerosene could see a rollback. Energy officials say despite heightened geopolitical conflict in the Middle East, demand from the U.S. went down due to a buildup in inventory, plus weaker demand from China. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.